Actor Boris Kodjo made his way across the Atlantic from Germany more than 8 years ago, and he's never looked back. After a successful modeling career and earning a marketing degree, he set his sights on acting. His most notable role to date was on Showtime's drama Soul Food, where he acted alongside his future real-life bride, Nicole Ari Parker.
This may be a bit out of line, but I was wondering if you're attached.
Why would you be wondering that?
Well, I don't see any photos of boyfriends. No ring on your finger.
So?
So? You're incredibly beautiful. Obviously intelligent, so, you know, if I was your man, I'd make sure there were signs of me all around. You know, in case you ran across a brother who, after seeing you once, can't get his mind off you.
Kodjo is now starring in the new movie, The Gospel, based on the parable, The Prodigal Son. In the film, Kodjo does all his own singing. Yes, that's Boris singing with American Idol's Tamira Gray, who's also featured in the film. Kodjo describes the premise of the movie.
It's a story about a young boy growing up in church, singing in the choir. His father's a pastor. And his mother dies, and he sort of blames his father because he's never there. He turns his back on the church, on his father, and on his faith, ultimately, and leaves home to become a secular singer. After 15 years, he comes back because his father's dying of cancer, and he's forced to face his issues with his dad, and then he's forced to sort of rediscover his faith and ultimately his roots.
Well, don't try and pretend this event means more to you than preserving your own spotlight.
Why don't you let church people handle church business?
This will always be my father's church. That makes it my business.
Now, don't you come in here talking about my father and his church. While you were off playing the absentee son, we were here with your father doing God's will.
Very challenging part for me, because me growing up in Germany, I never knew gospel music. I never knew Southern Baptist Church, which is a quite specific sort of culture. So I had to really get down and study and educate myself. I had a lot of great mentors, and Donnie McClurkin and Yolanda Adams, who sort of showed me the way and told me about the history of gospel, how slaves back in the day used to communicate without wanting their masters to know what they were talking about, and how gospel artists nowadays see themselves more as vessels, more as messengers, rather than secular singers who are more presentational in a way.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. You're unique in the sense that you were born in Austria, you grew up in Germany, your mom is from Germany, your dad is from West Africa.
Yeah.
So you come not only of a mixed parentage, but you also come, as you suggest, someone who did not know growing up much of the tradition of, quote, Black America. Mm-hmm. At times, was it difficult for you to fit in, or did you just bring a unique perspective to all of what you saw in Black America?
When I first came over here, I suffered a major culture shock. It was such a vast difference. And not only culture, but mentality and just the way people communicate. But I embraced it. And one thing also that's pertaining to the gospel was the fact that African Americans carry their faith with pride. Mm-hmm. They share their faith. They embrace it as well. At home in Germany, we usually don't go to award shows and thank the Lord once we receive a prize, or we don't talk about our faith and religion in public. It's very private, like so many things over there.
How do you see yourself, man? Do you see yourself as a citizen of the world? Do you now associate yourself as an African-American? How do you label yourself?
I think I'm a global citizen. Mm-hmm. I'm a Black global citizen. And I always speak on that when I talk to high school kids or college kids. I think it's important for the youth here in this country to open themselves up to opportunities to travel and to get to know other cultures. And it's such an educational process, but at the same time, it's the process of getting to know each other and sharing, to find out similarities in what we have and what other people have and do, rather than being scared and rather than being sort of threatened by mm-hmm. anything that's different mm-hmm. from what you're accustomed to.
Let me ask you about your real wife. That's Nicole Ari Parker. And one of the interesting things...
Ari Kodjo.
You know what? Forgive me, brother. Don't get it twisted, right? All right. Let me ask you, you guys have worked together quite a bit. There are those who tell you, you know, that's a great thing to do. There are others who will tell you that's a horrible thing to do. Mm-hmm. How have you guys found it, the idea of working together, and do you like it?
There's really two aspects. One, the fact that I love spending time with my wife because she's my best friend. And the second one, professionally, I don't think there's a better actress than her in her generation. I think she's absolutely the best actress, and we enjoy it tremendously. Now, it's also a question of if audiences are sick of seeing us together, mm-hmm. and if they associate our characters, no matter what we play, always with the characters we played on Soul Food, because mm-hmm. it was a show that had a big impact.
And what about the new role of Daddy?
Best role ever in life, best project I've ever been involved with. Sophie is my life. She's changed my life. It's incredible. My wife became an instant superhero. It's absolutely incredible what she's done with our lives.
Well, listen, man, good luck with the new movie, The Gospel.
Thank you very much.
My best to your lovely wife, Mrs. Kojo. good to have you on the program. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Thank you so much, Ed.
The Gospel opens nationwide today.